Before our final round, it's time for us to play another game with our special guest, Kristen Chenoweth, everybody. So, Kristen, in researching you, we learned that you love 7-Eleven.
Yes. I love it.
And 7-Eleven Slurpees.
Love me.
What's your favorite flavor?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, so why do you love Slurpees so much?
It's the combination of the crushed ice with the Coca-Cola feel. So it's the burn of a Coke. Do you guys know what I mean? Some of you know. And then with the ice, and it never gets melty. I love Slurpee, okay?
Yeah.
And I love 7-Eleven. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And I'm not being paid.
No. Listen, 7-Eleven was born in Texas, so we have a multiple choice quiz for you called 7-Eleventh Heaven.
Got it, I'm ready. I'm not even nervous.
The man who started 7-Eleven was named Uncle Johnny Green. In 1927, he began stocking bread, milk, and eggs in his store. But before that, he sold one thing. What was it? A, postage stamps. B, ice. C, lottery tickets.
I mean, it has to be B, ice.
Yeah, of course it's ice. That's right. In the early 1970s, 7-Eleven played a pivotal role in the creation of what alcohol-related invention? A, the beer hat. B, the giant novelty martini glass. Or C, the frozen margarita machine.
Well, it has to be C. Hello.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Mariano Martinez was trying to perfect his restaurant's frozen margaritas, and one day he saw a Slurpee machine. And he thought, I could put booze in that.
So smart.
That's so smart.
In 1970, 7-Eleven released an original song. What was it called?
Now I'm nervous.
A, Roll That Dog. B, Working 7 to 11. Or C, Dance the Slurp.
Hard job.
This is a hard one.
It's whatever C is.
C is Dance the Slurp.
Yes.
You are correct.
Dang, I wish I knew how it went.
No problem. Let's roll the clip. Slurp, slurp. What amazing lyrics. Slurp, slurp.
Genius.
Genius.
All right, this is your last one.
I'm still doing well.
You're doing great.
You're doing great.
In 2017, a former 7-Eleven owner in South Boston opened a competing convenience store. He tried to one-up 7-Eleven by calling it what? A, 612.
Genius.
B, 7011. Or C, 7L even better than 7-Eleven.
Is this real?
Well, one of them is.
Is it A?
It is A, 612, that's right.
Are you kidding?
I know. That's right. As of this recording, that store still exists. 612, they're open 25 hours a day.
I'm so going there.
I know, right? Kristen, you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Kristen Chenoweth's new album is called For the Girls. Kristen Chenoweth, everybody.
Thank you, guys.